Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Today is the first of 3 days of the spring meetings in Washington, D.C. of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. In all the media coverage, will any reporter ever ask the question first posed by former congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul 9 years ago? Back then, Ron Paul wrote to the Federal Reserve and U.S. Treasury to ask why the IMF Articles of Agreement prohibit member nations from linking their currencies to gold. Further, he asked why the federal government acquiesced in the addition of this prohibition in 1978. The specific provision in the IMF's agreement, in Article 4, Section 2B, permits member countries to maintain the value of their currencies in terms of the IMF's, quote, special drawing rights or another denominator other than gold, unquote. Actually, I can answer why the IMF prohibits currencies linked to gold. In the fall of 1972, when I was a University of Michigan Business School student, Marina von Neumann Whitman visited the campus to give a speech. At the time, she was a member of President Nixon's Council of Economic Advisors. After her speech, she took my question. I asked, what would happen if one nation were to adopt the monetary system on the basis of weight and purity of gold? She said that this would never occur because such a monetary system would severely limit the financial flexibility for that government. Because of this rigorous restraint, if such a monetary system were adopted, the politicians who did it would quickly be removed from office. However, von Neumann Whitman then said that if any government were successful at basing its money on the weight and purity of gold, every other world currency would soon collapse. So, Ron Paul, there is your answer, which I suspect that you already knew. If even one government had an honest monetary system, it would force other governments to stop stealing the wealth of their citizens through inflation of the money supply. Government currencies are created for the benefit of governments, not the citizens. Honest money, such as physical gold and silver, protects the wealth of the people. That's it for this time. Come back tomorrow for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.